Arts at Large from Milwaukee. They've requested $6,000. And Mary Gardule is the first reviewer. Mario?
Thank you. So this application is from the Walker's Point neighborhood in Milwaukee. And the $6,000 will largely be spent on artist salaries for the Maturing Artists Program. I found this a very strong application, and I'll tell you why. This is an organization whose mission is to build an environment to support art-rich lifelong learning, and everything that they tell us about themselves suggests that they are doing it with amazing vigor. They've been around for about 15 years, serving a neighborhood that is about 70% Hispanic. It sounds like it has people of modest income there, a large lesbian gay population, part of the creative corridor. And, you know, the new building that they're about to move into exemplifies their growth. The Poet Laureate is going to have an office there. There's going to be culinary arts there. So it's a very rich environment. They have been developing parks and gardens to provide free vegetables for people. And I say all of this kind of as context to this project, because it exemplifies this commitment to the neighborhood and the people that they serve, as far as I can read it. The Maturing Artists Program came about as a result of interviews and surveys they did with the people they serve, and one of the things that they had heard is that some of the artists who are getting older, and many of whom have worked with this organization for a really long time, want to keep being challenged and to start giving back to their neighborhoods in new ways. So the Maturing Artists Program is engaging some older artists to do three things, kind of being artists in residence in the new facility as appropriate, and doing exhibits and performances, but also mentoring people and also conducting workshops. And so the three target populations that they're going to be primarily working with are kids in the schools in the area, refugees, and interestingly enough, caregivers for people with dementia and Alzheimer's, and occasionally the people that they serve. It's a series of five different series, really, with 52 events planned. They've got an advisory council that's already in place. The sample work looks just great, and it seems to me that this is a way to take ongoing relationships to a new level in a great new environment. I felt that this was really well thought out. The budget looked absolutely appropriate to me. It seemed carefully planned. This is a group that seems to put their money where their mouth is in terms of commitment to their neighborhood. The advisory group is really smart. It feels like this is reinventing the 20th century notion of the old settlement house idea in an appropriate way to the 21st century. And lastly, I'll say that as far as evaluation, what they're going to be doing is collecting information through surveys and interviews to kind of get baseline information. Is this meaningful to the artist that it's supposed to be meaningful to? And is it creating new opportunities for them, as well as providing new kinds of learning and personal meaning to the three target groups that they're serving? I feel like, given their background in education, they will probably create an evaluation process that's going to be appropriate to program goals, and I'll look forward to seeing it over time. Just seems like a very strong proposal to me, and honestly, I don't really have any concerns.
Great. Thank you, Mario. Brittany Beyer is it Beyer?
Beyer
is the second reviewer. Do you have some comments, too?
I put in my notes specifically a program that I know of, the Joan Mitchell Foundation, and their CALL program, where they support artists that are further along in their career and making sure that they have support in archiving their work for later work. I think I feel the same way as Mario. I think this is the type of thoughtful program that we should be seeing in the 21st century, and I didn't have any issues as well.
Great. How about open discussion? Anybody have any other comments to make?
We always appreciate having everyone's voice on the recorder to some degree.
So I thought one of the unique components of the project is this idea of having seasoned, artists, working alongside your artists. So I saw this as a great opportunity for mentorship, between people who've been doing art for many, many years and new artists. And also one thing I noticed is that this project has a lot of backing from local foundations and organizations, and I think that speaks to, how the community will be invested on the final, results. I am aware that, getting funds from the Greater Milwaukee Foundation is very competitive, and I think they have secured some funds there. I thought that was a great sign.
Great. Thanks, Carmela. Tony, how about you?
Yeah, I also thought that the accessibility they're providing, they have they offer multiple languages and also American Sign Language, if not need. I think it's great reaching out to the maturing artists. And, I thought it was a fabulous program.
That's right. Marcella, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all the statements made. I think that the thought and the complexity of the program really are providing a robust opportunity for people to, participate. They have varied schedules and throughout the year, and I think that's one of the biggest components when I look at accessibility, that it's not just a one-time project, that if you miss it, you're done, but this is, thoroughly thought out strategy to engage and activate a new space that's going to prove to be, very important for our neighborhood.
Great. Okay. All right.